When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Coming up, Winneba Trauma Hospital Director suspended by the Ghana Health Service as investigations into patient abandonment allegations continues. Also, government calls on leadership of striking Colleges of Education Teachers Association of Ghana, CTAC, to call off their strike immediately, describing their industrial action as an act of bad faith to their negotiations.
It is not true. On the 6th of June, the ministry invited them for a meeting. They failed to show up. It is out of bad faith. So we are calling on them to go back to their classrooms.
And later, James Banner, the 95-year-old Ghanaian photographer who captured Ghana through the ages.
I always like to show pleasure, life, and futureless in people.
These and more with me, Mamyesi Nyamiche Thompson. Details now. The medical director of the Winneba Trauma and Specialist Hospital has been temporarily relieved of his duties as the Ghana Health Service launches investigation into a patient allegedly abandoned in a bush by its ambulance service at Gomwa Ojobi in the central region. The female patient was abandoned by the ambulance team in a bush while wrapped in bandages and in so much pain. Kofi Jay with our sister station at Dome FM narrates how the incident happened.
Social welfare are not able to come for you, then we have to send you back to where they transported you from. So the facility tries to mobilize ambulance and send the victim back to Ojobi community, and they leave her, including a wheelchair. So when I went there, I saw the woman in the bush. There's a road there, and I saw the wheelchair, and the woman was having some clothes covering her. And when I saw her, I saw that she was shivering, like, she was shivering. So the chief of Gomwa Ojobi called me, and so when I went, I saw the woman with that suffering from that kind of trauma. So that is where the whole incident happened. So the hospital were, I think, according to the hospital, they were doing their corporate social responsibility. But so far, because of social welfare, people failed to pay the money to Ankabo. That is where they said, okay, if the woman is disturbing us, and if you, social welfare, are not able to come for patient, then you have to release her. That is when the facility dumped the victim over there.
And that is Kofi Ajay with our sister station at Dome FM narrating what he witnessed when the woman was abandoned in a bush at Ojobi in the central region. Well, the Ghana Health Service has launched investigations into the matter and asked the medical director of the Winneba Trauma and Specialist Hospital to step aside. There are statements from the service and the Ministry of Health over this matter. My colleague James Ashen joins me in studio with details of these statements. So James, let's start with the statement. statement of the Ghana Health Service. What are the key issues they're raising?
All right, Mami, see, the key issues here is, according to the Ghana Health Service, the incident reported in the media space appears to be different, but they failed to give details of what really transpired. Also, consequently, a committee has been constituted to conduct independent inquiry into the matter to enable the service to take appropriate action. And as we said earlier, the doctor has been asked to step aside to help the investigation.
Right. So how is the Minister of Health, Dr. Okoboy, responding to this?
Well, so the Minister of Health says it has taken notice of the directive by the Ghana Health Service, and it says it is in its position to collaborate with the Ghana Health Service to finalize this within the next 30 days.
Thank you so much, James Ishan, with that details. Now, the government is demanding that members of the Colleges of Education Teachers Association of Ghana, CTAG, immediately call off their strike, describing it as an act of bad faith and a betrayal of ongoing negotiations. CTAG initiated the strike on Friday, citing government's non-compliance with the National Labour Commission's orders and the non-payment of salary compensations awarded by the National Labour Commission. Now, the government urges CTAG to end the strike to allow negotiations to proceed effectively. There's more in the following report.
Leadership of the Colleges of Education Teachers Association of Ghana, CTAG, on Thursday, June 13, declared an indefinite strike, asking all their members to lay down their tools. According to the leadership, the decision is due to government's non-compliance with the National Labour Commission's orders. Prince Obeinhema is the president of CTAG.
The orders were that they ought to have finished the staff audit by 31st July. And when you finish with the staff audit, implement the outcome of the staff audit retrospectively. That has not been done.
He says these unresolved issues have led to the indefinite strike to force the hand of government.
We don't have to encourage that. Having exhausted all the things we ought to have done, up until such a time that the government implement to the letter everything in the Arbitral Act.
Government has been fighting back. CEO of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Ben Arthur, says the allegations by CTAG are unfounded.
It is not true. On the 6th of June, the ministry invited them for a meeting. They failed to show up. Yesterday, the sector minister invited them for a meeting. They failed to show up. And today, we're supposed to have a meeting only to be served a notice after that period that they are not showing up.
Government is now asking CTAG to reconsider its decision and return to the negotiation table.
It is out of bad faith, so we are calling on them to go back to their classrooms to teach.
It remains to be seen if the striking tutors will heed to government's plea and call off their industrial action.
Michael Ashali with that report. Now, the Ghana Integrity Initiative has criticized government for its inadequate efforts to combat illegal mining known locally as Galamsey. GII's Executive Director Mary Ada has expressed deep concern over the ongoing environmental destruction and social disruption caused by the canker. She's worried government's failure to enforce laws and implement effective measures to curb the mining. She spoke on Newsfile.
Policy initiatives that were put in place by government and also the various joint groupings to ensure that we fight this menace of Galamsey already showed signs of policy failure from inception. We are not surprised that with impunity, those who have power or those whom the people of Ghana have assigned power to ensure that they protect this land, as we sing our national anthems and other songs, patriotic songs. These are the same people, perhaps let me say, most of these are the same people who are seen to be detractors of these tapes.
Now, the Ghana Education Service has observed with great satisfaction the rejuvenated sectoral support for education in deprived areas benefiting from Communities of Excellence program. Solomon Akurugu Azubula, the District Education Director of Afram Plains North, noted the positive change in the attitudes of parents and community members towards education. Now, MFA Tiamo Eli has more on the following report.
Under the Communities of Excellence program, the capacities of teachers, parents, chiefs, community members, market women, and every stakeholder in education at the selected districts are built to empower and equip them to promote teaching and learning in their respective communities. School children in these hard-to-reach communities, on the other hand, receive specialized interventions to enhance their literacy and numeracy abilities. The program also provides opportunities for school dropouts and children who have never had access to education to learn basic reading and writing skills, even in their mother tongue. After 2 years, several communities in the Afram Plains district have started demonstrating a sense of ownership and electing themselves to drive changes that have eluded Ghana's educational system. According to the District Education Director of Kwewu Afram Plains North, Solomon Akurugu Azubila, the Communities of Excellence program has been very beneficial to his district.
This project has brought a lot of resources to my district as far as community structures are concerned, or structures that promote education that is concerned. Before the inception of this project, the SMC, the PTA, and the district, that's the DOC, District Education Oversight Committee, were existing by name. But since the inception of this activity, or the Community of Excellence project, a lot of training has taken place. They have been empowered to know their functions, what to do to help education in their district.
MFR Tiamo Ellis report. And before we go, the 95-year-old Ghanaian photographer James Bano has been celebrated for his remarkable work capturing the essence of Ghana through the ages. With a career spanning over six decades, Mr. Bano's photographs chronicle the country's journey from colonial rule to independence and beyond, offering a vivid portrayal of its cultural evolution and societal changes. Listen to his story in this report by the BBC.
I photographed Muhammad Ali. He was a gentleman. If I wanted anything, he could have done it for me. I took just his back. And anybody sees it, or they say, this is the back of a strong man. That is a picture of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah receiving the Duchess of Kent, who represented Britain during our independence. What the people offer is what I like to capture and show. I always like to show pleasure, life, and futureness in people when I see them. And I like people more than places.
Spano's pictures have gotten the recognition now and is aiding social history. Photography is the real store of our histories because it's instant, it captures a moment, it stops time.
When I was 80, the one who opened the exhibition asked me, now James, you are 80, how do you feel like? I felt then like 21. I just started because there is so much to do. I haven't done all.
And you heard that incredible story of a 95-year-old Ghanaian photographer, James Banner, who still says he has a lot to offer. Well, we wish him well, and that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. In our top story, Winneba Trauma Hospital director suspended by the Ghana Health Service as investigation into patient abandonment at a bush in Ojobi in the central region continues. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next,
know the circumstances that led to that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.